This is VOA News. The remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The vaccine from U.S. drug maker Moderna was developed with the National Institutes of Health. This is the first authorization for Moderna's vaccine. It's similar to one from Pfizer Incorporated and Germany's BioNTech that's now being dispensed to millions of healthcare workers and nursing home residents. NIH Director Francis Collins told AP that the two vaccines work, quote, better than we almost dared to hope. He added, science has done something amazing. Meanwhile, at least 313,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. Brazil ranks second in deaths with close to 185,000. Earlier on Friday, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence received their first COVID-19 vaccinations. The 80-year-old Pelosi received the inoculation with media looking on from U.S. Congress and Supreme Court attending physician Brian Monahan. Pence received the vaccination on the White House campus, along with his wife, Karen, and U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams. Pence said he was eager to take the shot to show Americans the vaccine was safe and effective. Elsewhere in the world, India passed a somber milepost with now more than 10 million reported cases of COVID-19. It has the second highest total number of cases in the world. The United States is first with 17.4 million cases, and Brazil, the third ranked, has about 7.1 million cases. Slovak Prime Minister Igor Matovic said Friday he's tested positive for COVID-19. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that he believes Russia is behind a massive cybersecurity breach affecting a number of U.S. government agencies. This was the first time a Trump administration official has pointed to Russia as the culprit behind the attacks. Pompeo was speaking on a conservative talk show on Friday. He said, "This was a very significant effort, and I think it's the case that now we can say pretty clearly that it was the Russians that engaged in this activity." Earlier, U.S. lawmakers briefed on the attacks had pointed to Russia as a likely attacker. U.S. cybersecurity officials say the scope of the hack is potentially much larger than originally thought. They have determined that the hackers gained access to systems for the Departments of Energy, Treasury, and Commerce. The Energy Department said networks related to nuclear security appear to have been spared. The Trump administration has notified Congress that it intends to close the two last U.S. consulates in Russia. The State Department told lawmakers it would permanently close the consulate in the far eastern Russian city of Vladivostok and temporarily suspend operations at the consulate in Yekaterinburg. The notice was sent to Congress on December 10th. That's 3 days before news outlets began reporting on the suspected Russian computer intrusion on U.S. government and private computer systems. The State Department says the closures are because of caps placed by Russian authorities in 2017 on the number of U.S. diplomats allowed to work in the country. At least 12 people were killed Friday, and more than 10 others were wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a stadium in Galkayo town in central Somalia, ahead of a planned address by Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Robel. That's according to authorities and witnesses. The suicide bomber targeted government officials and members of the prime minister's security team who were heading to the stadium to speak to government supporters. Witnesses to the explosion told VOA Somali that the explosion was loud and shook the entire area. Government officials said among those killed in the blast were three high-ranking army officers and the former mayor of Galkayo. The al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for Friday's attack, saying the attack was aimed at Somalia's prime minister. The prime minister was reported to be safe. An official said he was still on his way to the stadium at the time of the attack. Three United Nations organizations are calling for immediate humanitarian access to parts of South Sudan, where people have run out of food and are facing catastrophic levels of hunger. This is a report, according to a report released Friday, on food insecurity in South Sudan. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.